We've talked about this before, these breath tests to detect cancer. I think we spoke most recently about lung cancer, but this one is a breath test for stomach cancers.
Yeah, this is actually very exciting, Steve. This was developed at the Techni and Israel Institute of Technology and published in the British Journal of Cancer. And what they're able to do is do a breath test. They actually had 130 people who were complaining of stomach problems. And they knew ahead of time that 37 of them had stomach cancer, 32 had ulcers, and 61 had other complaints. But what they did is they did breath tests on each of these individuals to compare how well that breath test was able to detect cancer compared to what they knew. And 25% of that population was actually kept blinded. So they actually did the test on them before knowing what they actually had. And 90% of the time, it was sensitive and specific enough, meaning that 9 out of 10 times if it said something was there, it was there. And 9 out of 10 times if it said something was not there, it was not there. And so 9 out of 10 times, it was able to discriminate those that had early stage stomach cancers versus other ailments or benign conditions. And when it went further up the chain in terms of more severe cancers, it stayed around that 90% mark. Even if someone ate food or smoked, they used nanotechnology, these nanosensors that were able to bind the specific compounds that they have determined emanate from these cancers. And they say a lot of cancers produce different gases, and they're able to identify these gases and literally taking a fingerprint or a signature or pattern of these particular compounds and identifying if there was cancer. They were very, very, very clear in saying that because of this finding, you can't jump the gun yet, and they now have instituted much larger trials to see how effective it is in a much more broader clinical setting, because as you know, with stomach cancer, it mostly is found late. Symptoms only occur later as opposed to earlier, and at that time, very difficult to treat. So if you're able to find this earlier on with this particular test, you'll go a long way to saving someone's life.
And it's a really intrusive test that we use now to spot it. And so they're going to compare a machine with nanosensors with dogs to see which one sniffs it best.
They might do that, but the dog issue was because dogs have a sensitive nose. They can pick up a lot of other compounds, and in some cases they've used that to try and detect cancers in people. I think this one would probably be a little bit more easy to do, Steve, as opposed to having dogs in the office.